you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon?
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Welcome to the second installment of the Millennium Condor Lore Master Quiz.
Warning, for unknown reasons the host forgot his wits at home. The production team is already aware, do not call or write to complain about it. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle, Yojo.
Where the champion and the contender face off to demonstrate and establish their superiority and earn the honor to be called the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. Thus, raining glory upon the podcast of the winner. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigueur, better known as Grand Condor. As usual, I am joined by our flavor commentator, Peter Lavoie-Mascotte, who just got promotion to a senior position for his good work in the last quiz. From now on, he will be better known as the senior intern.
Fuck you, that still sucks. Senior intern.
Peter.
Yes.
We are still in shock after witnessing how the champion massacred the last contender. But we are in luck, Peter. Someone has stepped up to the challenge and accepted to face the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Would you say that's pure courage and heroism, or sheer suicidal recklessness?
That's pretty intense. I'd say something in the middle.
Okay.
Suicidal heroism. How about we go with that?
Sounds good to me.
Courageous recklessness.
Would you say it requires the same level of bravery that it does to play a swarm in the Nim meta?
Isn't that suicidal heroism, Zach?
Yeah, I think so. I was just trying to, you know, help our audience out.
Before we get down to business, and as your job description dictate, Peter, you've met the challengee and the champion in their respective secret training lairs. So let's hear what you've prepared for us.
I think you mean let's hear what you've prepared for me in the script you wrote for me.
I don't know what you're talking about, Peter. Let's hear it.
Hey Blair, thank you to welcome me on your pirate ship. This was not written by someone whose first language is English. What was your first reaction when you first learned that you were given this immense honor of being... Fuck Bruno. Of being challenged by the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated?
I was, just completely humbled and honored not only to have the opportunity to come on such a famous and well-respected podcast, and not only to have the opportunity to face the classy and graceful Zach Matthews. It's words can't describe it, really, to be honest.
Thank you for playing into Bruno's crazy power trip fantasies. I appreciate it. Being aware of your probable fate, how did you prepare for this?
Well, I did actually listen to the last two episodes, believe it or not. I didn't retain a whole lot, but the effort was there, so I'd say that's a pretty good level of preparation, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. It's more than I do. I get the script. I look at the script 5 minutes before it starts. What is your message to your family, friends, and crew of the Scum and Villainy regarding the aftermath and consequences of this event on them?
Well, to my friends and family, who I know have no idea that this is going on, nor will they ever will. To the crew, I really couldn't give a rat's ass what they think about me, so yeah.
I like your style, Bear. All right, thank you, and good luck for tonight. Hey, Zach.
Yes.
Thank you for receiving me once again in your champion's lair. I see you did some decoration proudly displaying your X-Wing Lore Master medals. Okay. It says you're supposed to say something now.
Hell yeah, I did.
You are now officially defending your title for the second time, and you specifically chose to challenge Blair Bunky.
I did.
Would you compare yourself to Apollo Creed, who chose to challenge and to give chance to a young and unknown boxer from the gutter, Rocky Balboa?
I'm not sure that metaphor applies. Blair's, like, my favorite person. This is like one great black grizzly bear wandering its territory and then like finding like another neighbor bear that it likes and going for it. I think that's a good metaphor, that we're both like big bears.
All right, let's try not to take that out of context. Since the Carolina Crates podcast barely talks about X-Wing anymore, how did you manage to keep your focus and stay sharp? Wow, Bruno. way to remain impartial in that.
I went to a town called Texarkana, Arkansas, and I helped open up a liquor store there. We'll convert it. I spent 9 hours a day training, them and 5 to 6 hours a day doing software work on the back end for them. And that's pretty much what I've been doing since last time it was on.
I'm not going to say what Bruno wrote there. That's insulting. Thank you, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 Until Defeated.
Oh, you can't leave me hanging. I got to know what Bruno wrote there.
He wrote big words from a big man. I'm not sure what he means by that. I did not want to say that.
Wow, Peter, you've shown outstanding interviewing skills. Thank you. And now, without any further delay, let's meet the contender.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Known as the scum and villainy's pirate ship janitor, he can strike you down with his mop of grace and disrespect. Blair Bunky!
Hey, Blair. Welcome.
How's it going?
Good. Can we bother you for a quick question before the slaughter?
Shoot.
Seriously, you seem like a healthy and promising young man. What was your motivation for accepting the challenge? Don't you want to enjoy the rest of your life?
Frankly, not really. I don't live a very fulfilling life, living down in the boiler room, having to clean up after all the dirty scoundrels that live on the ship. So, no, if this is to be the end, then I would have it be such an end as to be remembered in great history, so I'm ready.
Well, I hope you are ready to face your fate, because, ready or not, here it comes!
From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear him before you see him, the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 Until Defeated, Zach Matthews Invitational Champ Carolina Crates Podcast... Zach Matthews.
Woo! Welcome back, champion.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Are you ready to defend once again your title and honor your podcast?
Not at all. Let's do this.
Any specific game plan for tonight's grandiose and epic showdown?
I'm prepared no matter what happens to call Blair a cheater because I just realized he doesn't have a webcam. I forgot about that. In my head, I just thought every time Blair and I are on the same podcast together, he sits really, really still.
Peter, you have a comment?
Bruno. Once again, the champion is out for blood. I hope this ship janitor has a floor cloth and bucket ready, because he might just be... What the fuck's a floor cloth?
Is that,
because he might,
is that how mop translates?
Yes.
Oh. Because he might just be heading back to cleaning his captain's shoes.
Well, Peter, you really don't hold back now that you had a promotion.
Pays the same, so it's not really a promotion. I don't give a shit.
Rules of engagement. The rules of engagement are simple. Every round, each representative will be asked a really simple question.
Or a very obscure one.
You will have 5 seconds to give your final answer. On a right answer, you get 1 point. On a wrong answer, you get disregard and shame. Also, on a wrong answer, the opponent can try for 0.5 points. Okay, now let's talk about the elephant in the room. Cheating. No cheating in any form will be tolerated. Close your browser and show me your hands. So Blair, show me your hands.
We're just all right, trusting back. The pirate. This is fine.
Just send a Snapchat of your hands.
I want you to repeat this simple phrase over and over, and every time your lizard brain will try to make you do something rash that you could regret deeply. Cheating equals pain. Cheating equals testicular rot.
I got that without cheating. What the fuck?
Cheating equals having to shit by your mouth for the rest of your sorry life. So, Zach, repeat after me. Cheating equals pain.
Peter, you don't have to worry about me. We're not on the Gold Squadron podcast or stream. I won't cheat.
Zach, repeat after me. Cheating equals pain.
Cheating equals pain.
Cheating equals testicular rot.
Cheating equals testicular rot.
Cheating equals having to shit by your mouth for the rest of your sorry life.
Cheating equals having to shit by your mouth for the rest of your sorry life.
Thank you.
You mean shit through your mouth, but yeah.
As you wish. Blair, repeat after me. Cheating equals pain.
Cheating equals pain.
Blair right now is like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Cheating equals testicular rot.
Cheating equals testicular rot.
Cheating equals cheating through your mouth for the rest of your sorry life.
Cheating equals having to shit through your mouth for the rest of your sorry life.
Okay.
Thank you. You said the words, you know the consequences of cheating. Be aware that not only you will suffer such ordeal, but all of your friends and family as well. Blair Bunky, in the name of Scum and Villainy Podcast, do you understand and accept these conditions?
If you want me to swear on something, that's probably not the best, but yes, I do accept the consequences.
Zach Matthews, in the name of the Carolina Crates, do you understand and accept these conditions?
In the name of our infinite honor, I do.
It's now time to see if the sayings are true. Is it going to be crates on top and good hunting on Scum and Villainy, or the other way around? And we'll be back right after this.
Good day, citizens, and welcome to Holonet News. If you're like us, you know that Millennium Condor is the best content in the northern half of the galaxy. But did you know there are podcasts in the southern half as well? The Empire is vast and sprawling, and even exists in desert regions where everything is trying to kill you. If you want something to listen to while you fight for your life, try Hell of a Pilot, available for free streaming and Empire-approved content at all times. This is Holonet News.
Let's get down to business. Blair, since you are the contender, you get the first question each round.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Round one. Blair, how many focus tokens come in the Hawk 290 expansion pack?
In the Hawk?
Yep.
5 seconds.
Good lord. Six.
Nice.
Nice, good job.
Oh, fuck. Really?
That was a good guess.
Oh, yeah. Zach. Name one of the two reference cars that comes in the Hawk 290 expansion pack.
Ion tokens.
Yep.
Yes. Round two. Blair. If a ship moves through or overlaps an obstacle while executing a keogram turn, does it still rotate 180 degrees when placed?
Yes.
Right.
These are not as hard as last time. Well, the first one was...
Zach, if a ship moves through or overlaps more than one obstacle, it will suffer the effect of which obstacle?
Isn't it both?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Judge?
Yeah.
It's good?
The answer is of each obstacle, that means both. That's the right answer.
Thank you.
I said, I don't think it's mathematically possible to hit three yet.
Oh, they'll find a way to make it possible.
Round three. Blair, what will happen if a ship carrying a docked ship flee the battlefield?
They're both destroyed.
I don't know why there's such a long pause, but yes, that's the right answer.
I was like, wait, does something else happen?
Bruno pausing for dramatic effect.
Is the answer supposed to be get good?
Zach, in which phase of the game can a ship be docked?
Setup phase. Or list building.
Judge.
You're gonna have to choose one or the other.
Oh. Setup.
Oh no. Ships can be docked pre-game during the squad building, and player must pay squad points for these ship as normal. And you said setup.
Alright, we're playing from behind now.
Yep, you're not used to that, eh?
Nope, no pressure, Blair.
Round 4. Blair, which mission comes with the YT-2400 Freighter Expansion Pack?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Zach, do you want to try for half a point?
The debris one.
No. It's Mission 10, Get In, Get Out.
Almost.
Oh, yeah. Almost. Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Which mission comes with the Upsilon class shuttle expansion pack?
For the First Order.
No, there's no mission in the Upsilon class
shuttle. That's what I thought! Damn it! Damn it!
You forgot to turn it to Blair, Bruno, for a half point.
Oh, shit! Okay.
Oh, outplayed. Everyone's outplayed.
Blair, I'm going to ask you a really simple question to make up for that.
I wouldn't have gotten it right, to be honest. So.
Oh, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. Okay, I got one question for you. If you get it right, it's half a point.
All right.
How many ships have a native system upgrade slot? Could not be simpler.
So titles don't count?
Native.
No, native.
Okay.
Like built-in.
11?
No.
Oh.
I will not say the answer because I might use that question again.
Oh, I don't get to steal?
No, because that was his steal.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
There's only one chip with the system slot in Blair's heart. Because it's the same one that's in mine.
Round 5. Blair, which ID token numbers come in the ARK 117 expansion pack?
'77 and '78?
No. Zach?
52 and '53?
No.
Oof, that was close.
Yeah, it's 55 and '56.
Mm. Oh. Well, I'm surprised I didn't remember that. No. Nick Barnett wore 56.
So am I. Zach? Which target lock ID letters token come in the ARK 170 expansion pack?
SS and TT?
No, Blair.
U and VV?
No, it's CC and DD. So after 5 simple questions, the score is 3. No, come again. After 5 simple questions, the score is 2.
0 for Bruno's simple mathematics.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
No problem, boss.
All right, so... after 5 simple questions, the score is 2 for the champion and 3 for the contender. Peter, are we where you thought we would be at this point of the fight?
We are not. I have never seen Zach in a losing position.
Hmm.
So this is interesting.
It seems that the champion, Zach Matthews, was caught unprepared to this level of competition, wouldn't you say, Peter?
The poor bastard just woke up. I mean, for Christ's sake. Oh, God.
Well... great analysis, Peter.
As always.
Let's get back to the fight. Round 6. Blair. What is the point cost of Thane Carroll in the ARK 170?
25?
No.
Oh.
Zach.
26?
Yes.
Oh.
Half a point.
Get wrecked, Blair.
Get wrecked.
Bruno, you should probably skip this next question. It's a little... you have a backup question for the next one?
I have a lot of backup questions.
All right, take a backup one.
You know what? I'm going to use the same question as I use for Blair. So, Zach, for your makeup question, because Peter thinks you won't get it, so I'm giving you an easy
one. No, I think it's insanely easy. That's why I'm not telling you to change it.
So, Zach, how many ships... have the native system upgrade slot. I just want to remember you that Blair tried it and failed.
Oh, okay. So this is our question now?
Yeah, and you have 5 yes. seconds. Starting 3 seconds ago.
All right, YOLO. 5.
No. No.
Oh, is it 7?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 7.
No, I'm not telling you because I might use the question again later.
Okay.
You have to counter it. You have to... Blair's got a second shot at it now.
Oh, yeah, Blair. That's your... you want to try for half a point?
Sure. Is it 9?
No, it's not.
Oh, double fail.
Yeah.
I don't have it in my script, so I don't know what it is. And now I'm like, every time you guys get it wrong, I'm like, what the fuck is it, Bruno?
You just have to go look at question number final salvo 2.
So you're telling them how to cheat then?
No, but they don't have the script.
Oh, right, in the script.
And you do, Peter. You have the script.
So, I am a little bummed. I thought this would be a 3-way with Peter. Man, I'm good at words tonight. So, I was like, today's going to be the day Peter pulls it off. He's going to come back from behind.
No.
Blair's not ready. I'm not ready. This is Peter's time.
Round 7. Oh, have you heard that music, guys? I'm sure you have.
Yes. I heard the music.
So,
imagination.
Be careful, because on a wrong answer, you give 1 point to the other contestant. Are you ready for this, Blair?
I'm ready.
From which city does the Radical Squadron podcast broadcast from?
Paris.
No. Zach.
But that's a point for Zach. Don't forget that, Bruno.
It's a point for Zach.
Mm-hmm. And now Zach has a chance to get it wrong and give a point to half a point? How does that work? This is weird.
Yeah, half a point for Blair. He doesn't
get it.
All right. All right. Evan Burles of Radical Squadron, a.k.a. T-70, bro. He of the 4T-70 fame at one of them system opens last year. He was originally on the Crate podcast.
Your answer, Zach.
It's... I want to say it's New York. It's like upstate New York. So I'm just going to go with New York City. As y'all know, I am really bad at geography.
It was close. It was close.
Judge.
No, the answer is Syracuse.
All right. So.
Well, New York is a state. I can't say a city. Like, I can't say a state instead of a city. We're Americans. We know that much, at least.
Zach.
Yep.
From which city does the Hell of a Pilot podcast broadcast from?
Melbourne, Australia?
Very
good job.
Nice. Ooh. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought that was the difficult one. Good job.
I only know that because reasons.
Have you ever listened to their podcast? It's really good.
I actually haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Dank X-Wing Memes tried to call us out a while ago because they suck and that's what you do when you're terrible. You just call out someone who's way cooler than you. So... they're like, yeah, but Hell of a Pilot's cool. And I'm like, I will destroy them. And I looked up where they are. I'm like, that is really far. So I'm just going to never let them have a system open and call them out on that all the time. I went with an audible.
Round 9. Blair.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I have more disrespect for Hell of a Pilot.
What?
I just remember my boy, Paul Johnson, noted ego runner. Is Australia's national champion too, so, I mean, get good anyway, Australia.
Please, be aware that the champion's comments and point of views on the Hell of a Pilot podcast and Australia are his own. They do not reflect Gold Squadron Podcast's opinions on the matter. Keep calm and carry on.
Fosters, please don't hurt me.
Okay, that being said, Blair.
Yes.
In which FAQ Lats Razi's pilot ability in the YV666 was first clarified?
You want the number of the FAQ?
I want everything.
We take either the version number or the month and year.
No, we don't. We need the version.
That's what we did last time.
The date and the page.
The date and the page. Jesus Christ, you're a tyrant. You're a motherfucking tyrant.
Bruno. You know what? That's because I have a small, small dick, right?
See, Bruno, this is why you gotta study up. You gotta come on the quiz with us, win it, and make Bruno call you the fucking lore master forever. Because you can even rig it. You're the judge. So in the future, okay. You can be like, oh, that question answer's wrong.
We're still waiting on Blair's answer.
FAQ 4.6.
Zach.
Are we for real that we need a number now?
Oh, yeah. All right, the number or...
he sounded like he liked that answer way too much.
Or the date or the page, all right? Give me something.
Or the page.
Yeah.
Let's go with the big one in March of 2017.
No, it was version 4.0, updated in 21st of December, December. 2015.
Oh, damn.
Page 9.
So nobody.
Yeah, that really changed the meta.
Oh, yeah.
That Lats Razi nerf warp off.
It's never been the same since. It was a turning point for me. Anyway, Zach.
Yep.
In which FAQ tell Treveraz, pilot's ability in the Jumpmaster 5000 was first clarified?
May of 2016.
Oh my god. Blair!
April of 2016?
You in the wrong direction.
It was June 2016.
Oh my gosh, I pulled that out of my ass.
That was really close. Right,
version 4.2.1, effective 27th of June 2016, page 11. Wow. Round 10. Blair. According to the latest FAQ timing chart, what are the two sub-steps of step 4? I can give you a clue if you need for half a point.
Can you say the question again, please?
No.
You can't.
According to the latest FAQ timing chart, What are the two sub-steps of step four? What are the two sub-steps of step four?
God.
Do you want the clue?
Attacker, modify, defender...
Wait. Before you say a wrong answer, do you want the clue?
Sure, give me the clue. Go ahead.
I've analyzed what you're going to say, and it's going to be wrong, so you sure you don't want a clue?
Peter, give him the clue.
Okay, step four is the roll defense dice step.
Is it attacker modifies, defender modifies?
Peter?
No.
Zach, for half a point since you have the clue.
Oh, holy shit, that's what I thought it was too.
Is that your final answer?
No, that's definitely not my final answer.
I'm going to answer the exact same thing that my opponent said.
But with more profanity. Off the fucking ante. What was the step again?
It was the defense, the roll defense dice step.
Defender rolls.
Remember, there's
defense
two sub steps that we're looking for.
Two sub steps? Fuck it, I don't know.
Well, it's not that. Peter, you want to give them the right answer?
Damn it, I thought I had it.
It is identify a number of defense dice from ship card and resolve abilities that increase or decrease the number of defense dice, including range combat bonuses.
See, that was simple. Everybody knows that. You just need to look at your timing chart. It's not hard.
You know, it's... Well, never mind. I'm not going to run my mouth and embarrass myself in a second here. But I felt like I had a good grab over the back half of the timing chart. When you're like, timing chart, step, and you're like, four, I'm like, damn it.
Zach, for your question. According to the latest FAQ timing chart, what are the two sub-steps of step 10? And if you're not sure before you say something stupid, we can give you a clue.
Let me get the clue.
Peter.
The clue is step 10 is remove destroyed ships.
So the two sub-steps of it?
Yes.
Assign damage cards and resolve criticals?
Judge.
Nope.
It's not that. So Blair, here's your chance to make a comeback. What would it be?
The two sub-steps of remove destroyed ships step.
Assign damage cards and check for simultaneous fire?
Peter, do you want to tell him that he's wrong? Peter.
What? He's wrong? Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's kind of half wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Judge. Judge?
Yes. Am I? Me? I'm judge?
Yes.
He's kind of... Well,
you are the judge.
He had to answer both. He got one of them kind of right. I guess it's
so
the wrong answer.
So he has 0.25.
Sure, if you want to give him that.
I don't want anything, Peter. You're the judge. You tell me.
I'm not...
No mercy, Peter.
I'm an intern. I'm not a fucking judge. What are you...
You are a senior intern, and in your
the answer...
description, there's the judge description, all right? So he got one of the 2 points, right?
Yes.
Do I need to tell you how to do your job? Fuck. Peter.
Is my job fuck? Is that what you're telling me? Okay, the answer is...
Just before the episode when we tried to call you, you were getting laid, right?
So... I was. That was a thing. Doesn't happen that often, but...
Okay, so Peter.
Yes. The answer is remove the attacker if that ship was kept in play due to simultaneous attack rule, and simultaneous attack rule may prevent a destroyed ship from being removed. He was kind of half right. He's half right, yeah. 0.25, go for it. The thing is, the step was remove destroyed ships, and what the answers you guys gave were kind of like right before that, when the ship wasn't exactly destroyed yet.
Mm-hmm.
We both clearly gave step 9 answers. No points. This must be what Europe feels like.
Please be aware that the champion's comments and point of views on Europe are his own. They do not reflect the Minox Squadron podcast's opinions on the matter. Dilly dilly.
After 10 basic X-Wing questions, the score is 4.5 for the champion and 3.75 for the contender. Peter, I am speechless. Any thought on what we just witnessed?
Cool. I guess.
Peter, when you see stuff like that, do you suffer from post-traumatic syndrome and have flashback of what happened to you in a similar circumstances?
Sure. Both. The thing you said.
Once again, I am speechless. And now, time for the final stretch. Right after this.
This year at Gen Con.
All wings, stand by to jump on my mark.
Join the crew of the Shuttle Tidarium podcast.
You think it's a trap?
He's the key to the location of the Rebel base in this subsector.
for an epic X-Wing narrative event.
We're setting up for our attack run, Killjoy Leader.
Enemy signals at Mark 2. Coming up to meet us.
Assault on Grayskull Base.
Round 11. Blair.
Yes.
What happens if a player throws too many dice?
I believe they have to re-roll with the correct amount.
Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the right answer was...
Well, because your answer doesn't insinuate that he just re-rolls the same amount of dice, and that's incorrect.
Do you want to read the right answer?
I feel like Blair got it basically right. You re-roll the correct number of dice.
Yeah.
He must pick up all of his dice and re-roll them.
Yeah, but not the same amount of dice.
Yeah, the correct number is an important... Oh, Peter, no, I accidentally rolled 8 attack dice on offense. The rules say I have to re-roll them. Boom. God, that was a hell of a Hawk buff.
Okay, 1 point for Blair.
Oh, man. I've been in a Hawk that got its TLT removed and got the negative 1 attack on it. Fucking miserable. That was a miserable tournament.
Zach.
Yes.
What happens if a player throw too few dice?
Too few dice? They roll however many dice they need to bring it up to the correct number.
Judge.
So they leave the too few results on the table.
Wait. I've called the judge on your first answer. Wait. Peter?
Yeah, that's the insinuation. That's basically right. You just...
Are we giving point on insinuation now? Is it rule as intended or is rule as written?
Marah! Sorry, that was deeply triggering. Old wars.
Okay, Peter.
The answer is he must leave the roll intact and roll the required number of additional dice, adding the new results to the original roll. I don't remember exactly what Zach said.
I don't think that Zach said that.
That's basically what I said. I say you roll the additional dice required to bring you up to the correct number.
I disagree, so I'm going to give you half a point.
Whoa, ouch.
I'm not the judge anymore, right. Apparently, so you're, I'm you're sorry,
gonna,
Jack. I can't help you there.
You're going to go back and listen to the tape, and you're like, wow, Zach got it? And I feel bad for screwing him on this one. But all right, I see how it is.
I don't think so.
It's the screw job in Quebec.
It's the Quebec screw job. Am I Shawn Michaels, Zach?
this is like the replacement ref.
Okay, contestant.
Oh, that's even geographically accurate.
Oh. Discipline, or I'll have this room evacuated. Round 12. Blair.
Yes.
If I throw 3 attack dice from my primary weapon and I have a focus token against a stressed 2 defense dice ship at range 3, what is my expected total hits? And no, I can't repeat.
It would take too long.
1.16?
No.
Zach?
Can I have the question repeated?
Not by me.
If I throw 3 attack dice from my primary weapon and I have a focus token, and I'm shooting against a stressed 2 defense dice ship at range 3, what is my expected total hits?
2.
No. It is 1.217.
So Blair was actually very close.
Yes, he was. Zach.
Yes.
Peter, you want to read that?
Sure. If I attack a 1 defense dice ship who has a focus... Oh my god. The entire question's not there. Oh, there it is. All right. Next page. An idiot. If I attack a 1 defense dice ship who has a focus token at range 1 with my heavy laser...
Judge! My question is, are we on the Gold Squadron stream?
Peter?
Yes?
Read the words, man. Read the words.
But your question is incorrect. It has an error in it.
I don't care.
It contains an illegal game state.
If I attack a 1 defense dice ship who has a focus token at range 1 with my heavy laser cannon and I have a crack shot, what is my expected total hits?
Oh, wait a second. I got you. You're next to the tie that buffs your ranges. And you said you have crack shot but no token, right? I need to confirm this because we had to ask the question like 3 times. I've earned that.
Yes. Oh, I have to repeat?
No, I never repeat.
Okay, that must go great with your wife. If I attack a 1 defense dice ship who has a focus token at range 1 with my heavy laser cannon and I have a crack shot, what is my expected total hits?
2.
I have no fucking idea how you got that, but correct.
Yes!
Yeah. It's 2 exactly?
It's exactly 2.000.
It's a one agility ship with, and you have crack shot, so it can't possibly reduce. Oh, and since you have no modifiers,
I think that's a little bit easier than 1.2175, but that's all right. We'll let it go.
Hey, Blair, remember a minute ago when I answered that question right and I only got a half a point for it?
Yeah. Okay.
But it threw me off because it's attacking at range one with a heavy laser.
Yeah, so the correct answer is judge.
I was just like, that's why I couldn't get through the question. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I haven't played X-Wing in a year, and I know something's wrong here.
So judge.
What do you mean judge?
Okay, I think we have a misfire on that question, because it's a fact that you can't fire an heavy laser cannon at range one. But according to xwing.gateofstorm.net/advanced, this is what we got. So I'm going to ask Zach another question.
Oh, wow. All right. So I get the question right, and now we're just going to keep asking me questions until I get one wrong.
I don't know what's going on, dude. I have no control.
No, but the real answer was you can't fire with an heavy laser cannon at range one, even if you have a crack shot and the other dude...
Which was the first thing I said.
What did you say?
I said that's an illegal game state, and it can't happen. And you said just answer it anyway.
It's not a game state. You just can't fire. It's not the game state.
It's an illegal game state if a heavy laser cannon is attacking at range one.
Judge.
It's like an ion cannon turret attacking at range three. Also can't happen.
Peter, do you accept what Zach is trying to sell us? Or do I ask the other question?
I accept it because I have no idea how he answered, how he got the answer to. And I'm frankly amazed.
I don't like it. I might have to consult other judges the next time, but okay, for now, it's 1 point.
Wow, I'm just getting the screw job here.
He's trying to make it harder for the...
Right, you're the champion, man. You need to be, you know, over...
I thought you had my back.
No, I'm impartial.
See how it is.
I am impartial. Peter has your back, not me.
I've got everybody's back. I like everybody.
Yeah. Round 13. Oh, did you hear that music, guys? Yes. Blair, did you hear that?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's a shame. So for Zach that heard the music, you gain 2 points for a right answer and you lose 1 point for a wrong answer. But for Blair that did not hear the music, it's a normal question as usual. So.
Oh my god.
Wait, what? No, fuck, I'm out.
Well, he didn't hear the music. What do you want me to say?
I didn't either.
He can't participate in Narnia if he can't get to Narnia.
Okay, for real. This is a special question. If you get your answer right, you have 2 points. But if you have a wrong answer, you lose 1 point. Is that clear enough for you, gentlemen?
Clear.
Blair, true or false? The M3A SIC fighter was the lightest of all the Starfighter designs produced by its Mandalorian manufacturer.
True.
Yes, it is.
That's correct.
Zach.
All right.
True or false? The M3A SIC fighter was named after the SIC sand rat of Tatooine.
False.
Yes, it's false. It was named after the SIC lizard of Tatooine.
SIC lizard, bro.
Good job. So you both get 2 points.
I actually knew that one.
No.
I knew it was some kind of lizard. I thought it was a dune lizard.
No, it's a sand lizard. It's a SIC lizard of Tatooine.
I'm sorry, we don't accept racial slurs on this show, Bruno. Calm your tits.
No, he meant SIC like the 80s term. Like the modern updation would be
okay,
like
okay,
it's
okay,
a
okay.
Dank,
wait,
it's a
wait,
dank
wait.
Lizard.
How do you guys pronounce SIC? S-C-Y.
No, dude, it's right. It's right. You're not mispronouncing it. I was just making a bad joke.
Yeah, Peter's just fucking with you. Come on now.
What?
Gotta keep him in line better, Bruno.
Okay, well, we'll see if he keeps his senior title for next quiz. Anyway, round 14. Blair?
Yes.
Okay, do I need to spend my target lock to launch a scrambler missile?
No.
That's a right answer, because it's no attack target lock. Discard to perform this attack. Good job.
Oh, we're not going to challenge him because he said first?
No. Zach.
See how it is.
Zach. Do I need to spend my target lock to launch a unguided rocket?
No.
Why?
Because you need a you need to have a focus token to fire it.
All right, good job.
Good job.
Round 15 in the final round. Are you ready for this, guys? Because it is the final round and the score is quite tight. Blair.
Yes.
According to the FFG Tournament Regulation version 3.0, how many judge must an event have?
One.
Zach?
Zach.
None. It must have one marshal.
Ooh, judge?
Well, the answer is it could have any number of judges, including none.
So it's 0.25.
I just answered it even harder. Come on now.
That's arbitrary.
It was good, you're sure?
It was a good answer.
So it's half a point? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, half a point.
Because it's how many judges must it have, and he said none.
Yeah, I answered the question correctly.
Zach, you are the contender, so you don't need to tell me if you get the question right, all right? Peter can do that for me.
He is a champion, not the contender.
Zach, you are the champion?
Yep.
And Peter is there to keep me in line, so you don't need to tell me if I'm wrong or right, all right? All right. Okay. Just so you know, all right? Just so you know.
Okay.
Zach!
Yes.
According to the FFG Tournament Regulation version 3.0, how does the random tiebreaker method work?
The random tiebreaker, what was the last word?
Method.
Oh, method?
Yeah.
It goes tournament points, MOV, and then strength of schedule, and then coin flip.
Judge.
Your answer does not help me decide if that was right or not.
So, I guess, can I ask a clarification? When you say the random tiebreaker, you mean if it's tied across the board? If those other factors are tied? I just want to make sure it's not a translation issue, because if it is just the random tiebreaker, it's a coin flip if they're tied all the way across the board.
Let me open up.
Peter, I think if you read the answer, you'll get your answer.
Okay, well, it's your show, so fucking sack up and say it.
No. Man up, Peter. Do it.
I man up. I am opening the goddamn...
I need to educate. We can tag in someone who can answer, who can start a sentence with as a judge, if you'd like.
We'll ask Chico Brown.
I was going to get the very unbiased Chris Allen, since I know I can get him on pretty quick.
Yeah, but he's a crate, so no.
Crates have nothing but honor. How dare you insinuate otherwise?
Based on what Bruno's answer says, your answer would have been incorrect, so it would pass the Blair.
Blair!
Yes?
You want to try something for half a point?
The random tiebreaker method. God. So, coin flip?
That was Zach's answer.
Okay.
Blair, right. you can try it again.
What?
No. That's okay.
I got out of bed for this.
Judge.
What was the answer? I'm sorry?
Coin flip.
Oh, no. That was wrong the first time. It's wrong the second time, too.
Peter, would you inform the participant of the right answer, please?
I feel weird reading this because I don't understand it myself, but it says, if any players are still tied after all other tiebreakers have been applied, then those players are ranked in a random order below any players already ranked in the group.
Oh, shit. No, I do know the correct answer to that. Yeah, it's basically up to the software. You're expected to use software, and if not, it's whatever randomization method you have available.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess this question is a void. So I'll give you another question, Zach. And if you have it wrong, Mr. Bunky will have a chance.
Well, no, we were both incorrect. There's a correct answer to that question in that it's literally, because it's funny we mentioned Chico. You have to, Cryodex and Tome both have a randomization method already built in. And if you're running on pen and paper, you're expected to create your own randomization method. So at an official FFG tournament, the answer Blair and I gave both was wrong.
Okay, thank you, new intern. So that was the end of round 15. And the score is quite close. It's less than a point apart. So I need to go at least one final salvo question to, you know, separate you guys. And we'll be back right after this.
You want a podcast that stays positive about the X-Wing you love. You want articles on arc dodging, opening moves, and more. You want entertaining battle reports and videos. You want weekly humor, interviews, and discussions that will make you a better X-Wing player. You want the Back to Dials X-Wing Podcast. Coming at you Saturdays from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, join Asa Graf and Adam Kanick as we discuss everything X-Wing every week. Available every Saturday at www.backtodials.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Blair, are you ready for this overtime question?
I'm ready.
I'm glad you are. According to MetaWing, that's an internet site where you can see the ranking of stuff, you know?
Okay.
You know that site, Blair?
I am familiar with it.
Okay, phew. It's a good thing because there's a lot of information on that site.
Good question, Bruno.
That was the question. Have you heard of it?
I'm familiar with it. 1 point.
Not making fun of the host. No.
Never.
Blair, according to MetaWing, what is the most used upgrade since Wave 9?
Twin laser turret?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Zach.
Long range scanners.
That is correct.
Okay, I need the number of squadron and the percentage. I need the number of tournaments and the percentage and the average percentage.
How about we just tell you the person who took it to Gen Con and put it back up there? I only knew long-range scanners because when I did look, I took credit in my heart for being the reason. Because I am that much of a narcissist.
Right.
Zach, you ready, Zach?
Bonesaw is ready!
Nice.
Macho Man.
Well, Bonesaw, according to MetaWing, that's a site on the internet that you can go and look up the cards and you see which is very interesting. You should go look it up.
God, this internet sounds amazing.
According to MetaWing, who is the most used since the release of Guns for Hire expansion pack?
Miranda.
Incorrect.
Blair. Blair.
That was wrong?
That was wrong.
Oh, wow. That was my guess. I guess Lauric. Is it Lauric?
It is.
It is.
Damn it! Triple Wookiees instead of Miranda Nim fucking me.
Is used in 1,132 squadrons and 379 tournaments. That's over half the tournaments.
You know what did us in, Blair? Is all the fucking people running Low Ghost. Kanan Low.
Yep.
It's still too tight. I need to go to Final Salvo 2.
Yeah, I like it tight.
Who doesn't?
Don't we all? Blair!
Yes.
This is your last question, and it might be the last question ever. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The accuracy corrector comes in which expansions?
It comes, I think, in Rebel Aces and the E-Wing expansion?
Judge.
What do you mean, Judge, Bruno? You can read. It's wrong. You have the answer in front of you.
Zach?
Why do you have to call for a judge?
It comes with
what's going
on? One of them is the Star Viper, and the other one, let's just go Star Viper, final answer.
That's 0.25, because it's the Star Viper expansion pack and the IG-2000 expansion pack.
Oh, forgot it came in two ships, number six.
I feel the pain. Zach!
Yep.
Final question. There is no question after this one, all right?
Okay.
This is the end, my friend.
Ooh.
How many ships have a native system upgrade slot? Let me say that.
What?
How many?
Did we ask this already?
Yeah, we did.
Peter, want to say the question because I can't pronounce shit?
How many ships have the native system upgrade slot?
8.
That's incorrect. Blair, your third shot at this.
12.
Oh, fuck, that was close. Oh my god, that was close.
Peter, you want to inform the guy that he failed?
It's 13, guys. You guys are close. There was an 11 at one point, there was a 12.
Yep.
That was close.
Oh my god, Peter. At the end of this intense face-off, the final score is 8.25 for Blair.
Mm-hmm.
And 9.75 for Zach Matthews. Peter.
Yes.
This is not the end you have foreseen for Blair, is it?
After that first round, I was rooting for Blair, I have to say. I thought he started off pretty strong. Looked good.
But Peter, you've never been in such situation as to be as close as the winner, right?
No.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I remember being in a situation where just none of us could get any answers right, so I really don't remember what the scores were like when I was doing this.
Okay, that was against C2 Sky?
That's correct. I guess nobody in Canada knows how to answer any of these.
Blair, you gave it your best, but in the end, you've shown everyone that you do not have what it takes.
Oh.
The burden of shame and despair is now not only on you, but on everyone you love and all of your community.
This is what you get for playing Miranda at that tournament, Blair.
Zach. People will never look at you the same. Hell, they might never look at you again.
Seems like a feature.
Food for thoughts, Blair. Food for thoughts. Some might think you courageous. Others might say you were a fool to try this feat of X-Wing lore mastering. Let's the final score be the judge of that. Peter, t'as quoi à dire, là?
Yes. Blair, what lesson will you take home from this around what will you reconstruct your, comma, now, comma, sad, and lonely life? Question mark.
What?
Exactly. That is 100% acceptable answer to that. Moving on, Bruno.
Inspiring and mature words, Peter.
As always.
It is now my pleasure to present the winner of this monstrous and bloody battle. The one that, from this point on, will keep the privilege of being called the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews!
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. To who does your first thoughts go to after accomplishing this incredible mind prowess?
All the people who didn't call me that have my cell phone number when when Bruno put out the call to help. Shout out for Jeremy, instead of going, I have Zach's cell phone number and can call him, going, yeah, I'll tag in and steal this glory. Who would see Jeremy stealing glory from me? Impossible.
Yeah, none of that part was recorded, but Jeremy Howard almost took the poor Zach Matthews' place.
Love you, Jeremy. You know, I give Jeremy a lot of shit, but he is easily one of the four best White Walkers.
Peter, you have another comment?
I do. If you had to do one thing differently, what would it be?
Wake up on time.
Sage words.
Wow. Only a real champion can come up with deep and thoughtful insights like that. I feel humble. Thank you, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated.
You're welcome.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000, until defeated, you may now challenge a fellow podcaster to come and get crushed by your lore mastering skill and join Blair Bunky and Dion Morales in the land of the shamed and forgotten.
I just messaged him on Facebook. Let me see if he answers.
Who cares if he answers? He's challenged. That's it. That's all.
All right. I'm going to call out the first person who put my voice, or second person who put my voice on the internet, Gordon Berg.
You have to properly challenge him. You have to say, I, Zach Matthew, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated.
I
challenge you, guy that just...
So I got a bone to pick with you. Y'all keep forgetting the V. It's I, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, the Zach Matthews Carolina Crates Podcast Invitational Champion, call out Gordon Berg.
Holy shit, Gordon Berg. Do you have what it takes? Guys, thank you for your participation. This was brilliant. Zach Matthews, congratulations for your victory. We will see you in the next quiz.
Looking forward to it.
Blair Bunky, thank you very much for your participation. It's a shame that you failed, and now that the Hall of Scum and Villainy will feel the wrath of defeat. Peter, thank you for your indispensable help.
I think I'm like the opposite of help, but you're welcome.
All right.
Blair, do you feel like you now know how Ricky feels all the time? Just drenched in shame.
Drenched in shame, just... But there's no shame in losing to you, Zach.
Aw.
Blair, you can still salvage your night by closing this episode. You can do it in French, if you're a real man.
Today, question and sensei sur X-Wing miniature noisome Millennium Condor Lore Master quiz.
Wow.
Hey, that was awesome, dude. Yeah.
Wow, man, that was great. Way better than Zach's. Woo!
Wow, Blair. Sounds like you must live suspiciously close to Canada.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good